It has been a week of worry. From the moment that the alarm goes off in the early hours of each day, I have been worried. Will there be raids today? Will there be riots today? Will there be violence today? Will the hospital call? Will a funeral home call? Will the different groups get along? Will the different groups keep fighting with each other? Will the lights work in the church? Will the lights work on the other buildings? Will the faith formation students be ready for first reconciliation? Will all of the priests who are helping with first reconciliation be available on Saturday? Will there be traffic today? Will there be road construction today? Did I lock my office? Did I lock my car? Did I read all of my messages? Did I remember to go grocery shopping? Please God, did I remember to buy coffee? These are the questions and the worries before 6 a.m. this week. Maybe you have weeks like this. Maybe this week was one of them. Maybe every week is one of them. It's so easy to worry. It's so very easy to worry. The questions and the concerns can consume us. The crises that surround us can steal the peace of the world, the peace of the community, and the peace in our homes and in our hearts. The noise of so many worries can drown out the still small voice that speaks of peace. If there was ever a week when we needed a word from the Lord, then this is that week. And if there was ever a word from the Lord that we needed to hear, then this is it. Do not worry about your life. Do not worry what you are to wear or what you are to eat. The Heavenly Father provides for the birds of the air and adorns the flowers of the ground. The Lord has remembered His promise. The Lord has remembered us. We have not been forgotten. If there was ever a week when we needed a word from the Lord, then this is that week. And if there was ever a word from the Lord that we needed to hear, then this is it. Jesus tells His disciples, and He tells us, not to worry what we are to wear or what we are to eat. Clothing and food are such basic things. They are the things of every day. They are the concern of every day. They are the most basic. These are the most basic things that we would worry about every morning before the sun rises. And Jesus tells us specifically not to worry about them. Do not worry what you are to wear. Receive this white garment as a sign of your Christian dignity. Do not worry what you are to eat. Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body. If there was ever a week when we needed a word from the Lord, then this is that week. And if there was ever a word from the Lord that we needed to hear, then this is it. Do not worry. The Heavenly Father provides for the birds of the air and adorns the flowers of the ground. The Lord has remembered His promise. The Lord has remembered us. We have not been forgotten. Amen.